everybody, what is going on? I hope everyone is doing well, and welcome back once again to a brand new episode of Sweeten Up Podcast, season number 2, episode number 80. I hope everyone is doing well. I am your host, Jeff Spencer. Thank you so much for taking some time to join me today. I greatly appreciate it, whether you have an entire season, an entire year, or you are today for the first time. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. However, if you are just joining us for the first time, take a look back at our library of 79 episodes anytime you want, anywhere you subscribe to the show. As always, if you like what you hear on the podcast today and you want to hear more, please be sure to tell all your friends and subscribe to the show anywhere you get your podcasts so that you never miss a future episode. You can find the podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Sweeten Up Podcast. With that being said, my guest on the podcast today is my dear friend and returning guest, Nevian Ashgaba. Nevian Ashgaba is the owner and founder of Aquila's Nest Vineyard in the Sandy Hook area of Newtown, Connecticut. Neviana and her husband, Ardian, opened the vineyard a little over a year ago, and I am excited that Neviana could come back on the show to talk all about the first year with the vineyard, her successes, all the new additions, updates, the winemaking, and everything in between. We also chatted about what she has in store for Valentine's Day weekend and what the vision is for the future. Huge thanks once again to the Newgolds, Clark and Kate, owners of Marigolds on Main, for allowing me to once again come by and record an episode in their beautiful bridal suite. If you have not been to Marigolds, you are missing out. Get down there stat, 19 Main Street in Newtown, Connecticut. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, my friend, and returning to the show once more, the wonderful Nevian Ashgaba. Joining me on the podcast today, inside of the beautiful suite at Marigolds on Main, here at 19 Main Street in Newtown, Connecticut, we're here once more for a third time, and hopefully many more times. And I'm so excited to be sitting here with the wonderful Nevian Ashgaba, the owner of Aquila's Nest Vineyard and Sandy Hook area of Newtown. And I'm thrilled she could join me again as a returning guest because she was a guest prior in season 1, episode 30, way back in November of 2020 is when we last, obviously not saw each other in person or anything like that, but the last time you were on the show. So thank you so much for coming on the show. And how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jeff, and it's good to see you doing well as well, and I'm happy to be here again.
Awesome. And isn't this great? Isn't Marigolds awesome? I know you love it here. I mean, who doesn't? But the suite is great, and you know, like I said, I'm so glad you can join me as a returning guest. I think we're at that point where we're looking to have some returning guests on the show to come back and fill us in on, you know, everything they've done in the last year. And man, the last year has been crazy. I mean, when I spoke to you the last time you were on the show, obviously, the last time I actually saw you and spoke to you in person was the Newtown Art Festival, yep. Which is when we were talking about you coming back on. And that's a great festival. That's a great time. And it was great running into you. But I know that when you came on the show back in 2020, episode 30, which people should definitely check out, get to know the origin story and where Nevian comes from and her roots and everything like that. But I remember we were talking about in the intro, like I usually do, how people got through COVID. And I remember at that time, you know, the vineyard was just getting going, so everything was sort of new. So definitely fill me in on how everything went on the COVID front this last year, now that we're maybe hopefully somewhat trying to get on the other side of it.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So when I was last here, we just opened the vineyard. And coming back now after a little over a year, you know, I have plenty of things to share, but the interesting things are, you know, the evolution of the vineyard, of our operations, of all the different events that we hosted throughout the year, and mostly all the organizations and artists that we supported throughout the year.
Yeah, you supported a lot of artists and a lot of folks that needed that support during this time, because a lot of those folks were really struggling. Because a lot of what they do is being around people and entertaining people and making things special for people. And you're managing okay with COVID. Is there obviously you're following all the protocols and everything like that. So what is it right now? Do you wear masks indoors, or is it kind of just if you're vaccinated type of thing?
We now wear masks. We didn't used to, but with the rise of the latest virus, Omicron, right?
Yeah, Omicron, yeah.
We kind of chose to be a little more careful, even though everybody's vaccinated.
Yeah. No, I know how important that is to folks and everything like that. But that's great. That's great. I'm glad that, you know, and speaking of that, there's a lot of really fun additions that have taken place outside that people can enjoy even during these really cold days that really help with the whole social distancing and staying in your own bubble and everything like that. So what are those? What are these new things? You have the igloos and stuff. So talk to me about all the great new things that are going on outside.
So when we started out, we opened the vineyard right at the peak of the pandemic, right at the end of really the vineyard season. So we wanted to offer our guests a safer experience of being outside, and that's why we created the fire pit experiences. And that was kind of the beginning of creating this safe experiences. Then we started out, we continued and we created the pergolas, which we call them the 1001 nights.
So cool.
Experience. And we decorated them with like an Arabian theme that reminds me of, you know, of my travels to Dubai. And it was really nice. So I tried to decorate them in a very kind of exotic way. And like furniture piece is different. And we have bean bags and other chairs. Yeah, because as much as I love the beanbags, you know, not everybody wants to sit on them.
Sure.
So, you know, just trying to appeal to a variety of people and what they like as well. And then decorated them with like Arabian lights and lamps. And and then afterwards we built a fireplace outside. And originally my husband really wanted to have a fireplace, so we were like, okay, let's go for it. I remember the day that I came up with the Harry Potter theme and what to actually call the fireplace area. I was with one of my cousins that her father built the fireplace, and we were just brainstorming on how to decorate the fireplace. Because now people are used to us creating these experiences with different themes and calling them, you know,
it's very cool.
Interesting names. You know?
It's very cool, I will say.
Yeah. So I was looking at how the fireplace was built, and I'm like, wow, we could totally convert this into a Harry Potter theme. So what do we call the fireplace? Just like the Forbidden Forest in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. And then I was like, oh, maybe we should call it the Forbidden Fireplace. It's it's kind of interesting, and it's like a nice name to attract people to be like, what is this Forbidden Fireplace?
Yeah. I love it. Harry Potter's great. Who doesn't love Harry Potter? I mean.
Yeah. And now it's fun because people come and they see all the flags and all the decorations there. And we also have mugs that we serve our hot chocolate mulled wine. Mm. And they have different like house cups or decorations in the mugs, so people now choose, you know, I'm a Gryffindor and I'm a Slytherin, and so they chose their own mugs.
Hot chocolate mulled wine. Oh my gosh, what goes into making that? What does that consist of? Just chocolate and wine essentially? Or
No, it's we actually make it with a Merlot that I brought you as a gift.
Yes,
today.
Thank you so much. I can't wait. I love the wine, absolutely. Such a huge fan.
So we make it with Merlot, with spices, and then it's a chocolate mix that we get from Castle Hill Chocolate here.
Oh, right. Yeah, Erica's wonderful. Yeah. We love Erica. Good friend of the show. She's got some of the best chocolate ever.
Yeah.
But that's delicious. I think I had that last year.
Yes,
I think
did.
So, yeah.
So that's our specialty for the winter. During the summer, we offer the sangrias, which people love.
Also good.
Our guests like truly love them. And
they fly out the door.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we make them with truly like really natural ingredients, you know, pure juice, a lot of wine. So you can truly taste the quality.
That's awesome.
And then with that, we also make the slushes, which are the frozen drinks. And we call them our stylish slushes because we serve them in like a really nice, you know, glass and a different way, trying to do some different ways than, you know, other vineyards in the state. And
That's awesome.
It's truly an experience-focused vineyard.
Yeah, I like when you say when you say the word experience and how you have experiences, because I think that that's definitely becoming more popular. As you know, obviously, as you know, and I think that when people know that they can get together with a bunch of other people and sort of reserve a space, and they know what to expect, and they know what they're, you know, they know what kind of time they're going to have, I feel like that's very valuable to people. They really appreciate that type of stuff. You know, where they know what's going to happen up front, and just knowing
actually,
it's reserved, and they like that stuff.
You're touching upon a good point, because I don't think any other vineyard in Connecticut or even like in the broader region does reservations, and I know it's very common in Napa in California.
Right.
But you know, I come from a systems data.
Yeah.
<background.
laughs> My brain is wired different.
Right. So when we opened at the beginning of the, you know, right at the peak of the pandemic last over a year ago, we needed a way to kind of organize ourselves, know what to expect, and when we know what to expect, even our guests feel safer and more comfortable. But now it's the best way to organize, you know, our operations, because our guests book a reservation. They know how long they have to stay in the pergolas, the fireplace, the fire pits, or the igloos, or even indoors when we have special occasions. And I feel like, you know, the community that surrounds us is very welcoming to like reservations and knowing when something will
I like
happen.
That peace of mind. Enjoy the security of knowing that my reservation is in, like I'm going to get there and I don't care how busy it looks. I'm going to get in. I mean, sometimes it's not always the case. Like, you know, obviously talking about restaurants and stuff like that, like you never know if they're understaffed or something, or if there's an issue, you can still sometimes wait even if you have a reservation. But I think it's that peace of mind that's really nice. You guys are always so busy, and your staff is just great, and I feel like that goes a long way, and people really appreciate that.
No, I'm very grateful for our staff.
Yeah, because they can get crazy busy, but they don't even seem a little bit. they're like in the zone. They're like good to go. It's great.
Especially during like busy days in the fall, the you know spring, summer, when you talked about having a peace of mind and reservations, we were like truly fully booked, and I felt bad sometimes because a lot of guests would drive up and just walk in without asking first of availability, and they would drive back out because we didn't even have parking spaces.
Right.
But right now we're trying to expand the parking as well.
Cool.
So there's a lot going on apart from building all the nice seating areas outdoors.
You know things are good when you gotta make a bigger parking lot.
Yeah.
I guess, right? But, you know, it's one thing that's really cool about the vineyard is watching it sort of turn into this musical haven. I feel like if you're a musician or you enjoy music at all, Aquila's Nest should be, you should be there tomorrow. It should be the place that you should go, because the amount of artists and musicians that have come through is like, it's wild. Like it's, you know, all the time, and it's great. And it's really huge for them, especially with COVID and just in general, because the exposure is great. And, the amount of people that come through the vineyard. And so definitely talk to me about, you know, how often you have music, you know, what's some of the music that you have, and just, you know, everything like that.
Yeah. So when I created the program for the vineyard, I wanted a space where every day that we're open, we have some sort of musical program.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then every once in a while, we would have these like very special music program events as well. Every day that we're open, we have music. Usually on Saturdays and Sundays, we have bigger bands. And then Thursday nights and Friday nights, especially in the winter, we have live piano music. So it's a combination of, you know, classical music in some days, even with like quartets, and then really like modern young bands, but also, you know, those traditional bands that our community is used to as well.
And you have that saxophone player. I forget his name.
David Davis.
Yeah. Amazing. David Davis. Amazing. Yeah. That guy's incredible. I remember seeing you go live on the Instagram or the Facebook or something. And,
he was the first musician that performed when we opened.
I would love to get him on my podcast.
Actually, I was going to propose it.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
Amazing. It just, the way he plays is just incredible. I mean, just watching him play, and I remember I was like, I gotta go one night when he's there.
He's gonna play again on Valentine's weekend.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's all right. Good to know. Good to know. I'll have to keep that in mind. Yeah. bring my girlfriend over there. That's awesome.
But, so yeah, apart from those, apart from the the weekly music programs we hosted. A quartet many times. They're kind of world-renowned quartet.
Oh, cool.
That I know. They're friends of mine.
Very cool.
And then we hosted another quartet. We are hosting now the Richfield Symphony Orchestra. Not the whole orchestra, of course, but sure. a quartet. And
that's awesome.
The event is been sold out.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And my focus has always been to support local art, local artists or organizations. And we sponsored the Newtown Arts Festival.
Right.
We sponsored one of the seasons of the Richfield Symphony Orchestra. We actually sponsored a whole two big exhibitions for outdoor art. One of the big partnerships in the arts with the arts nonprofits in the state was hosting the nesting and migration outdoor sculpture exhibits, where we partnered with the Cultural Alliance of Western Connecticut, and we had I think over like almost 15 artists exhibit their work throughout the year. It was wonderful. Our guests would come to the vineyard, sit outdoors. And see all these beautiful sculptures that kind of fit in with the theme of nesting and migration and nature. And it was beautiful. It was one of the things I'm most proud of in our first year.
That's awesome. And that's one of the things I love about vineyards, and not only vineyards, but this goes for breweries too, and just places where communities gather, mm-hmm. is that the place opens, they do a great thing for the community. And then in hand, because the community is coming and supporting you, you can do great things for the community, and it's like hand in hand. And I love that so much. That's awesome. So I'm glad you shared that. That's super cool. I mean, I knew you were obviously doing some fundraising out there, because I saw it, and I was just like, man, that's great.
Yeah, we supported a lot of like other fundraising efforts as well. We had a lot of nonprofits, and we hosted them, without a hosting fee every Wednesday night if they wanted to host a nonprofit event. We actually had a really big one with Newtown Parks and Recs during the summer that went extremely well, and then some other ones afterwards.
Yeah, and then I forget if it was your 1 year, so forgive me, but I remember you had an event there, a celebration. Some sort of ribbon cutting, and the governor was there, and a bunch of pretty high profile politicians were there.
Okay, so yeah, that was actually in the spring, around March. I think the governor wanted a space to announce the loosening up of the restrictions after everybody, was.
And what better than to have the backdrop of a beautiful vineyard in Sandy Hook, Connecticut?
Yeah. So the governor came, the lieutenant governor, one of the senators. And then we had the congresswoman actually came a few weeks later.
Johnna Hayes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice.
That's cool.
Gathering with everyone there.
She seems interesting, Johnna Hayes.
Yeah, she's a really nice person.
Yeah, I've heard good, I've heard good things.
She loved the vineyard, especially all the artwork and the quotes that we have all over our walls.
So I understand, and one major reason I knew this is because my buddy John was out there in the fields doing his thing with you guys. Uh-huh. A really good friend of mine, and I know you had a harvest, and you were getting some the grapes were coming in. So talk to me about the harvest and then the process to go from the field to making the wine.
Right. So that was a pretty exciting event that we held.
And great pictures too, with the sun, with the sun setting, and just everything you would think of from a beautiful vineyard. Yeah.
So we did a community harvest. We invited members of our community to come and pick the grapes and help us harvest the grapes for this year.
That's awesome.
So that was around the same time as we celebrated our first year anniversary. And during our first year anniversary, we also launched a limited release of our Bac au Noir wine, which is wine made 100% from those grapes in the vineyard that were harvested this year.
Awesome.
Well, this year for the new wine.
Right.
Actually, we invited community members to participate in the harvest and help us gather the grapes from our Bac au Noir grapes planted in the vineyard. And when we had our first year anniversary, it was around the same time, we actually released a Bac au Noir wine, which was made from grapes harvested in 2020.
Awesome. That's very cool. That must have been... Man, that must have been delicious.
Yeah. And apart from that, like, everybody loved the experience. Afterwards, we had invited the Albanian dance troupe because my husband and I are both from Albania.
Right.
And they danced traditional Albanian folk songs just to kind of celebrate the harvest in a Mediterranean type of a way and bring people together, especially, you know, our family and close friends as well.
That's awesome. Very cool. I mean, definitely let people know, you know, obviously they should definitely listen to episode 30, but maybe briefly for those who don't know, you know, maybe give people a little background from where you're from.
Yeah, so my husband and I are both from Albania. I came here when I was 18 to come and study at Fairfield University. My husband grew up in the countryside of Albania. His family owns an apple orchard there. And, you know, just like the other countries in the Mediterranean, we have the culture of, you know, gathering with our friends and family, making wine and, you know, celebrating. That's what we wanted to accomplish in the vineyard as well. We spent so much time, you know, working in the vineyard, and now it was the time to, like, gather together again with friends and family and celebrate the harvest, celebrate our one-year anniversary and make new friends as well.
Yeah, no, and I'd say mission accomplished. I mean, for sure. And it's so funny. I re-listened to the episode the other day just to listen to it again,
uh-huh.
Just to, you know, pick up a few different things that I could mention. And it's so funny. I remember I asked you how the vineyard came together, and you said from a crazy idea. And yeah. I said, yeah, that's how the podcast started. And we both had a good chuckle. But it looks like the crazy idea, it really paid off. It's really, you know, it's going pretty nice.
Yeah, it's going well. And it takes a lot of work, daily effort, because, you know, one of our mottos is we don't just sell wine, we sell, you know, experiences. We put a lot of effort into providing and creating these experiences weekly, not just the music, but, you know, arts and crafts. So there's always something going on at the vineyard.
Yeah. I mean, we're here at Marigolds because there was supposed to be salsa. I mean, you had to cancel it, but there was supposed to be salsa tonight.
Yeah.
At the vineyard.
So. And then actually with Marigolds, we have macaroons and wine tasting the following week as well.
There you go. It's coming up.
Yeah.
When is that exactly, just for those listening?
Next week.
Next week? Okay. Yeah. So a week from today, a week from... Little less than a week.
End of January.
End
of January.
Little less than a week, but yeah, it'll be.
Yeah, we do a lot of you know, arts and crafts, as I mentioned, but also a lot of food and wine pairings. You know, not only like cheese pairings with Laurie's Fine Food, a local, you know, caterer here in town. We do a lot of like desserts pairings, chocolate pairings, macaroons pairings.
And the food trucks, you get the best food trucks.
Oh, yeah.
You get some of the best food trucks. The lobster truck that you have that comes out, was that Lobster Tails or something?
Yeah,
like
we
that?
Have two lobster trucks that come over. We have food trucks every weekend. And
then, of course, my friends, Bullvine, you had them.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
That's delicious.
We had them when we did the New Year celebration.
Delicious stuff.
Yeah, we had a big New Year celebration, and now we're planning to have a big Valentine's celebration as well.
Awesome.
So I encourage everyone to check out the event on our website.
Yeah, if you're looking for something to do, you know, with your significant other, what better than getting some wine over at... Aquila's Nest and checking out everything that's going on over there.
Yeah, we have a band and then afterwards a DJ and
oh, there you go.
a baked brie pairing and there you dessert go. And wine pairing. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so we have a big celebration planned for Valentine's Day weekend as well with two bands or one band and a DJ. And we're going to have baked brie pairings and dessert pairings. And then another day we're going to have a mini cupcake and wine pairing. Another day we're going to have live saxophone player, David.
Davis, amazing. Yeah. Absolutely and then amazing.
Also, paint your pet event as well. So it's a lot going on.
That's awesome. Paint your pet.
Yeah.
I love that. When's that going to be? Is that?
That's going to be the Friday.
The Friday?
The Friday.
Of the Valentine's Day weekend? Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. Interesting. I like that. My girlfriend would like that. She's she has a golden retriever that she's very into.
Yeah,
obviously.
Those events are always so well attended because who doesn't like pets, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. I couldn't agree more. For those who maybe you don't know and haven't been there yet, where exactly in Sandy Hook are you located?
So we're at 56 Paul Bridge Road, and you can see signs of the Connecticut Wine Trail right off exit 11 of I-84 and then right over at Route 34 as well.
Awesome. And like I said, you definitely have to listen to episode 30 because Neviana talks about, you know, her roots and just everything like that. I mean, we only touched on a little bit of it, but you definitely have to listen to that full episode to really understand the vision and everything going on behind the vineyard and the themes and everything like that. And the themes behind, you know, the names of the wines and just everything
like
that.
Yeah, so the wines, we actually named them after women from ancient history and ancient mythology. And then the main image of the wine is a constellation. And we actually hosted two events with the Westport Astronomical Society this past year.
Oh.
That we plan to host them again. But it was very interesting because when we hosted it in the summer, the Aquila constellation, which is where, you know, our name comes from, was located right above the building. Uh-huh. And then in the fall, it was a little over right above the vines.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is super cool. Man, you're hosting everything. I feel like if you just went to all the events that you guys do, you could learn so much and you know, do so much with your day, with your life. I mean, it's incredible. You could forget school, just go to Aquila's Nest and learn a thing or two.
Funny you mentioned that, but a lot of the staff members that we have, which, you know, my staff is incredible. We're so grateful for the staff that we have, but a lot of the staff members that we have are in universities now, and every time, you know, we have kind of staff shortages because that was like the norm during COVID times. I always used to say to them, you know, school first and then, you know, this other side job after. You know, you always have to focus on school. So I'm very proud of them. They really do well at school too.
That's great. I love to hear that. You know, what do you see for the future? What are some things, some future ideas that you see for the vineyard, or sort of just keep on this path of just trying to come up with experiences or the experiences that you guys already have, and just keep sort of just riding this wave of just people coming and enjoying it and just being successful?
Yeah, so we have a lot of plans. First of all, we're going to bring new wines. A lot of the grapes that we have planted are coming, you know, are growing enough to produce a lot more wine now. So we're going to release new wines this year. We're going to bring over new experiences as well. You know, we have the fire pits and the igloos during the winter time, and then coming in spring and throughout the fall, we're going to bring two new experiences that I'm going to share a little later.
That sounds good. No worries. Keep the people on their toes.
Yeah, and that's kind of an expectation now of what's coming next and what are these like cool experiences that Aquila's Nest is gonna create every season. So that's fun to like plan. And then we have our spring jazz fest planned in April. We're going to have a lot of jazz music, and we're also partnering with some local organizations. or maybe I can share a little bit, but we're partnering with Western Connecticut State University to do a full day of jazz music with their musicians. And then, of course, other musicians on the other days of the Jazz Fest.
I know a phenomenal jazz player, Andrew DiNicola, friend of the show. He's been on the podcast, very successful, already, you know, not too long out of Berkeley, and he's already a pretty accomplished saxophone player, and he's got bands and
awesome.
He was down in New York City, and he was conducting a jazz group, you know, all these different people. It's crazy, so I'll have to pass him along.
Put me in touch with him.
Yeah,
so we have the Jazz Fest in April. Before that, we have Women Happy Hour, and then an event that I'm currently planning for Women's Day or Women's Month. And then, you know, we have Mother's Day and Father's Day, and we have some special events planned for those celebrations as well. In the summer, we have a summer fest, and in the fall, we have our Halloween fest as well. So it's a lot of like music fests and a lot of events every weekend, and then here and there some, you know, special events as well.
And then, of course, the piano in the middle, if no one's playing it, Neviana always says, if you know what you're doing, get over there and rock it.
So
is that still the case?
Yes, that's still the case. And that's one of the things that brings me a lot of joy, because I see a lot of our guests just sit there, play the piano, start singing.
I've seen some videos that you've taken, and I'm like, man, these people are impressive.
Yeah, a lot of them are really good. And yeah. Actually, one girl, she's called Maria, and she played on New Year's Eve when we were having that big party. She started singing Adele songs, and everybody's jaw dropped. So she's coming on Friday for Valentine's weekend.
There you go.
She did a program herself, and she's going to sing, and everybody's going to be there is going to be amazed. Because, yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, I've listened to a lot of musicians in the vineyard.
Sure.
But she was amazing.
That's awesome. And speaking of New Year's Eve, how did it go? I know you had a celebration over there. How was it?
Oh, it was really fun.
That's awesome.
It was really fun.
Cool.
We were fully booked inside and outside. Long River Jam played inside.
Those are my friends. Yes.
Yeah,
I love
we
them.
Love them. It's one of the, you know, the bands that plays in the vineyard.
Very
a lot.
Cool.
And then outside, everything was booked. The igloos, the fireplace, the pergolas, the fire pits. It's interesting because, you know, I get asked, how is this winter compared to last winter? You know,
yeah.
When COVID was a lot more prevalent, despite, you know, we didn't have vaccines. Now we're all vaccinated with even the boosters as well. But this year, there's still a lot of demand to be outside.
Yeah.
And not just for, you know, people who are cautious about COVID, of course, but also because it's, you know, a fun experience to be outside, even when it's a little colder and people bring blankets and, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, you guys were able to crush that aspect of COVID, being able to provide that experience outside. And I know how important that is for a lot of people. And so that's great. And, you know, I understand that, you know, as you just listed, you have so much going on. There's so many different events, but you also have another job that you do at the same time. And you're over there in New York City. So talk to me about what you do outside of the vineyard.
So I've been doing data and analytics in the finance space for the last 10 years. I used to work at General Electric in almost all the offices here in Connecticut.
Gotcha.
And I moved less than a year ago to Bank of New York Mellon. And I'm lucky because the offices are right above Grand Central.
Yeah, the view. I love when you post pictures of the view. It's always great. It's beautiful.
Yeah, the view is pretty amazing. But yeah, I do data and analytics there. And I'm lucky again because I don't have to go to the office all the time. It's just rarely, once a week, twice a month maybe.
Gotcha. Gotta love that remote working.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta love it.
Yeah.
You gotta love it. That's great. I used to work 60 East 42nd Street in the building right across from Grand Central. In fact, there's a tunnel underneath that you can go under the street to get to the building if you want during the winter. And but we didn't have as good a view as you did. I mean, they knocked down a building, but they put an even bigger one up. So, but that was way after I left anyway. But there wasn't a really a great view anyway. So it was always cool to see, you know, it's always cool to see your photos because I haven't been to the city in a long time since, you know, COVID and everything like that, because I left that job just when COVID hit, essentially.
I highly recommend you go. Actually, we went with our family.
Yeah, how's the city doing? Is a little getting a little better?
Yeah, it's kind of reviving.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, as best it can, right?
Yeah, the trains are still kind of empty.
Yeah.
But, you know, not as like months and months ago.
Right.
But yeah, it's getting there.
Interesting.
You know, I miss the energy of New York City.
Yeah, you know, every once in a while, I do miss it too. I miss, you know, taking the train, riding down, and just preparing yourself for the onslaught of people and everything like that. Just navigating your way through the freaking, you know, sea of people everywhere in Grand Central and just on the sidewalk and everything like that. But
yeah, it's nice because now, you know, we are in the Vineyard. We work there during the weekend. Yeah. And then during the week, it's like a totally different lifestyle.
But it must be nice, though, after a long day in New York City, coming home to the Vineyard and just being like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, well, speaking of home, we have just started to build our home in the Vineyard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, very cool. It's very exciting.
That was our plan 6-7 years ago when we purchased the Vineyard.
So Ardian's hard at work.
Yes, he is.
And he's here. He is here. Ardian is here. Deviana's husband. He's great. We love him. He does a great job with the Vineyard. And I'll never forget many times leaving or pulling in and coming up the road and seeing him off to the side doing something or waving and saying hi. And he's always great. So that's awesome.
No, my I gotta give a lot of credit to my husband. He used to have a mechanical engineering job. Not anymore because he's too busy in the Vineyard.
Now he's out in the Vineyard.
But yeah, I mean he built the Vineyard and he's building our house now, and
very cool.
You know,
man of many talents.
Doing his very best, and I'm always impressed.
He's gonna have to teach me a thing or two. I don't know. That's great, though. That's great. And listen, I'm so glad you could join me. This was a great chat. Just, you know, catching up on everything that's been going on. Is there anything else that you would like people to know about the Vineyard? You know, maybe shout out the social media, everything like that, your hours, you know, just basic things like that, so people know where they can reserve, you know, an experience and just all that good stuff.
Yeah. So first of all, I want everybody that is listening to know that the Vineyard was really built as a place of gathering for the local community, gather, you know, safely, and have these experience-focused events that people can enjoy themselves. It's something that, you know, they come and experience different things every time they visit us. And always check out our website, subscribe to our newsletter. We send a weekly newsletter with everything that is going on. Check out our really beautiful photos on Instagram and Facebook. And just come and, you know, enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, you have a great social media presence. I remember telling you that originally, even before you really got cooking, everything was really awesome. And, you know, like I said to you before we started, so many people have come up to me and said, man, that is just a great place. They're doing a great job. They're great people. And, you know, I couldn't agree more. And I feel like, you know, maybe I'm a little biased because this is my hometown, but I definitely feel like, and I said this before, definitely one of the premier, you know, nicest, friendliest, one of the best, you know, not that other vineyards aren't nice and friendly, but just one, in my opinion, a great experience, a great day, a great vibe, a great place, great people. And I think that's all you can ask for. And so I think you guys are definitely, you know, you're up there for me as one of the best vineyards in the state, and, you know, for sure. And, you know, I'll come over and over again. And I always tell everyone, you know, you got to get out there. You got to get out there and see Neviana.
Thank you, Jeff.
And Ardian, and, you know, all the hard work you guys have put into it. I feel like it's really paid off. So,
yeah, I mean, it was a journey. It was a journey, definitely. Since the first time we opened until now, there has been huge improvements in our operations, in our, you know, activities, events, what we offer, in our staff. So, It was a journey, a really rewarding one, and we improved every day in the past year, and we'll continue to.
Love it. Exactly. Total success story. I mean, to open during one of the most unprecedented times we've ever faced as a country in God knows how long, and you guys are here, and you're thriving, and it's only the start, and I think that's just really incredible and awesome, and I'm so proud of you guys and happy for you guys, and, you know, I can't wait to keep coming by year after year and enjoying the great place. So thank you guys so much. And, you know, maybe one thing before I let you go, had any great pizza lately? I mean, I know that's my question. I always ask my guests when they leave me.
I love good old days.
Well, it's literally two floors below us. How great is that?
But not only that. I mean, pizza places in town, we have plenty. And we have, you know, Project Pizza and Pizza Palace and Bleecker's Pizza.
They're all great in their own unique way.
Yeah.
But definitely Matt Stanzak is throwing it down in the best way possible and really, really doing some cool stuff. I mean, I practically live down there. So.
I know. I noticed.
People think I run the Instagram page. That's how much I'm down there. But no, I agree. Good old days pizza is great stuff, and they'll keep doing great stuff. But listen, Neviana, thank you so much. This is a beautiful friendship. I'm so glad I ran into you at the Newtown Arts Festival. It's always nice to catch up with you, whether we're texting or social media, whatever, and just seeing all the great things you guys are doing. I wish you nothing but the best. I'm sure you're going to be great and do great things. So. Thank you so much for coming back on the show, and we'll do this again. You'll come back on. Yeah, so thank you so much, and have a great evening.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me.
Huge thanks once again to my guest on the podcast today, the lovely Neviana Shgaba of Aquila's Nest Vineyard in the Sandy Hook area of Newtown, Connecticut. What a fun chat, getting the lowdown on the past year, what is in store for the future, and so much more. I cannot wait to see you over at the vineyard soon. Thank you so much for coming back on the show, and I look forward to following along on this amazing journey. Yet again, another episode of Sweeten Up is in the books. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. We would greatly appreciate your feedback and support. As a reminder, you can play the podcast with the help of your smart speaker by simply saying, "Play the podcast Sweeten Up with Jeff Spencer." Thank you as always to my best friends, the guys who make it all possible, post-production and music Morgan Lutzi, production and art director Kurt Vinci, editor and writer Nick Passacretta, and a special thanks as always to Devin Cipelli. Our guest on the podcast next week is To Be Determined. We are continuing to roll on with season 2 and have so many great guests in the works. We cannot wait to share these conversations with you, and we will be back next week with a brand new episode of the show. You never know who will join the show next. But until then, you know the deal. Stay safe, stay healthy. Love you all. Peace.